The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Some people who are listening might still be searching for that career moment when you just know, this is what I want to do. Let's talk about what we figured out. This is what I want to do. Hey, it's Wednesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And we're having this conversation because earlier I'm putting my makeup on and a song comes on and Otto was like, oh, this is a sample of a song I played at my first DJ party. My first song I ever, you know, DJed for. And I said, how much money you make?
Nothing. Literally zero.
That's
but
fun.
Yeah. You wanted to do it.
I wanted to. I love DJing. So any chance that I used to get just to DJ anywhere, I would do it. I would take
Why
all
would
my stuff.
Why would you do it for free, though, Automatic? Why?
Because I didn't have anywhere else to do it. Nobody was willing to pay me yet. So I would. This is before we had Serato. So I'd lug all my records, lug speakers around.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Just
vinyl?
DJ people's house parties for free.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know, everyone has a starting point. Being a DJ isn't as risky as my friend Johnny. He was a tattoo artist.
Oh.
And I remember Johnny's early days. And shout out to him, close to a decade in now, and he's still doing it, and everything's gotten way better. But he did give my friend Gabe, my friend Gabe's last name is Martinez, and he put Martinez on his back, and it's just so crooked.
I promise you, those first parties I DJed were not good. Yeah.
Shout out to the homies that give you your shot before.
Shout out to all the homies who are friends with barbers.
Yeah.
Because that's,
oh my gosh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
I do remember having fun at the parties, yeah, but I was also drunk.
I was going to say, come on, you're probably, underage drinking and everything.
Growing up, my mom always had a cool message of, if you find something you love to do, you feel like you wouldn't have to work a day in your life. Which is...
That's a lie.
In theory, though, it's like...
I know what you mean.
Do you know how many guys I get that come up to me when I'm DJing an NBA game and they're like, bro, is this your job? Do you really do this? And I'm so, well, I'm on the radio, too. They're like, wait, you're on the radio and you DJ? They're like, man,
how
you...
Fun.
Like, how do you do it? And I was like, I just tried. I just never quit. And the thing is like, so you're going to fail. And this life is hard, but as long as you're willing to try to stay on that path, you might just make it.
I love that. That is very inspirational because I remember when I first started in radio, obviously, I didn't ever think I was going to have a career in radio. I had had a baby at 15. I was hustling any job I could get. And somehow, someway, I ended up behind a mic on a Sunday night. And I will never forget. Well, first of all, the first time I spoke on a mic, it was terrible. But after that, I kind of got the hang of it. And I thought, this is crazy. I am an incredible communicator. I'm going to make a living out of doing this. And here I am.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had the confidence in yourself.
I am too, because if you go back and listen to that, it was trash. It was trash. Never give up.
There's
never
somebody
give
going,
up.
Dang, I can't believe she made this happen.
I know. Trust me. Anybody who listened that first night is like, what? I think something else lost in the story is that someone gave us all a chance, an opportunity.
Yes.
That's what it is. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National Ditch the New Year's Resolution
Don't
Day.
Don't you dare. Mm-mm. Don't ditch. Don't quit. Let's keep fit.
Hey, what? If you don't have one like me, you don't have to ditch anything.
No, Automatic.
And we also have National Classy Day as well, too.
Classy. So, keep it classy. Let me tell you something. If you use classy, it's not classy. Don't use that word.
And we'll wrap it up on National Ben Franklin Day, dude.
Hey,
shout out to him,
Mr. Franklin,
dude. Gave us bifocals and the Franklin stove along with the odometer.
I have a picture with Benjamin Franklin somewhere.
What?
Not the real Benjamin Franklin.
Oh. But I was
in Philadelphia.
That would have been wild.
And there was some guy walking around in
DJ
Franklin. He might know. I DJed right after that, though.
Right after they signed a doc?
Yeah. Right on. That's how old I am. 1776.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Crazy Crimes of Passion is about a man named Nitzametten Gersu, who got engaged to a woman named Yassim Demir. And police have now concluded a 5-month investigation because, according to the man, Gersu, while he proposed on this beautiful cliff, right, overlooking the ocean, because he said he wanted to do it for optics. He said she said yes. He got on bended knee. She said yes. He ran back to the car to get some celebratory items, champagne, glasses. He prepared a picnic for the day.
Oh.
He heard a scream, went back, and claimed she fell.
Oh.
Exactly. Claimed she fell off the cliff. Now, she survived this 104-foot fall.
Dang.
Unfortunately, after about a week of clinging to life, she succumbed to her injuries. Why police got involved is because the young lady's parents called them and said, wait a minute, we don't believe anything this man is saying because we know Yassim was going to break things off with him. And we believe when he got down on bended knee and proposed, she said no. And out of anger, he probably pushed her off the cliff.
Oh.
We don't believe his story. So police begin investigating. They really thought it was just an accident. And come to find out, remember, and I think every lady listening will agree with this statement. When you get engaged, you're putting the ring on your finger right away. Like,
part
hello.
Of the process.
Part of the process. He had the ring.
Oh.
He maybe had it didn't the ring.
Fit? Maybe? No.
No.
So,
you're
so
no.
they're thinking he she said no and he pushed her off the cliff for saying no.
Exactly. And of course, I mean, what? Why wouldn't he put the ring on her finger? And then further and further as they investigated, the couple was having problems. They were having issues. Her doctor testified that she had panic attacks. There's no way she would have gotten near the edge of the cliff by herself with nobody there, as he claimed he went back to the car. And I just started thinking about red flags in relationships. Of course, no one ever thinks someone is going to kill them. I mean, I was in an abusive relationship, and even being abused, being emotionally and physically abused, I never thought the man would kill me until his mother told me, you better leave him or you're going to end up dead. So this woman probably had no idea that something like this would happen. My advice to anyone is, if you break up with someone you know is not going to take this news well, do it in a public place. Do not do it by yourself, no matter what the circumstance is. And if you really are fearful, if there's something in your gut that's telling you, hey, you need to watch out, do it on a phone.
Yeah, do it away from
do
them.
It on a text, a FaceTime. I'm not kidding. Oh. I know sometimes we say don't do that, but if you feel like you're in danger,
yeah,
you don't go by yourself with someone who might harm you anywhere at all. So anyway, the guy's he's in jail. The police said because of the text messages and evidence, they did not recommend a bond, so the judge agreed. And we'll follow this story closely. If he's guilty, I hope he spends the rest of his life in prison.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's WTF is beginning with a morbid story that comes to us from Colorado. It's a funeral home where owners have been arrested following the discovery of 190 decaying bodies inside. Yeah, so this funeral home is kind of out in the middle of nowhere. How in the world were they discovered? Residents 30 miles south reported to police there was a rancid smell coming from that way.
Oh.
Police said it was so bad they followed the scent and realized there is a natural funeral home in this area. So they pull up. The smell was so bad they had to wear masks as they approached the house. And when they went inside, authorities say what they found was horrific.
Ugh.
190 decaying bodies in caskets. There's no embalming liquid put into these bodies. There's no refrigerator. And there was no one underground.
Ugh. So you're saying, like, by a natural, they're relying on more of organic methods when burying these people down.
Yes, yeah. Supposedly. But
they're composting bodies.
Yeah. I got a stink, dog. Because I remember my friend Hank, he tried on organic deodorant. And that's dumb, dude. So an organic way of burying dead people, that's nasty.
Part of the process, though, is putting them underground.
Ugh.
They were inside the home.
I wonder what the families are thinking about these.
They signed up for it. They took them there. They didn't get there on their own.
Well, hopefully they get their money back and their corpses back, too.
All right, from the tomb to the womb. Disney is offering maternity wards inside the Magic Kingdom.
Wait, for people that go into labor spontaneously at Disney?
Oh, no, no. You have to sign up for this. So at Disney World, they have breathtaking views of Cinderella's castle, and it's only going to cost you a whopping $5,000 to have your baby right there inside of Disney World.
So there's doctors?
Dressed as Mickey?
Yes.
Yes. Imagine you're just like, first thing you see into this world is Dr. Goofy just presenting you to your mother. That'd
well,
be
I mean,
crazy.
They're already wearing gloves.
I think that
I
would
guess
be,
they're ready for that, it.
Yeah, dude, Mickey Mouse in a big old glove. That'd be a little traumatizing for
my
me,
my thing
dog.
Is, I love Disney so much, I'm thinking, should we have another baby just so I can have the child in Disney World automatic?
From no.
From sponsorable births to sponsorable weddings, let's go to Singapore, where a couple tied the knot over a bucket of KFC drumsticks.
Wow.
Yeah. Genius.
Wow. A woman, Li Lang Wong, and her husband, Zi Pang, tied the knot, and it was her dream to have a KFC-themed wedding. She reached out to the company, and not only did the company provide them with over $2,500 worth of KFC for the whole party, they hooked her up with a nice little beanbag chair and a bouquet of drums.
Yeah. If the master of ceremonies wasn't dressed like the colonel, the whole thing was a waste.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you ever feel like when you're speaking to someone, you don't say the right things, you don't feel confident? I found three things that are going to help you speak more clearly and appear more confident, even if you aren't, like, deep down inside.
Oh.
In case you missed it, the study just came out. Yeah, I was looking for it for myself, so I'll share it with you last. DJ Automatic.
NASA has figured out a way to make a plane go more than 900 miles an hour
without
creating a sonic boom. So it's called the X-59 plane. It has a super long nose, and if all things work out, it'll be able to go faster than supersonic speeds without shattering windows. So there used to be this plane called the Concorde that used to be able to do this, but they could only fly that fast over the ocean. Now they'll be able to fly this fast above cities and everything.
I love that you're sharing this because I saw recently, well, I actually read a study, the reason planes haven't progressed in decades is because of the sonic boom. It would disturb animals. It would disturb people. This is huge. This means you can get on a plane in New York and be in, I don't know, Paris, automatic, I'm just saying.
How much do you think they're going to charge for the bags, dog?
I mean, the Concorde was thousands back in the 70s, so yeah. It's going to be expensive to fly 900 miles per hour.
Hold on, though, because eventually I think it'll be affordable. We can fly now for $29, $29. Yeah, you know?
Eventually I will be dead.
Well, no, but in your lifetime, okay, you think, yes, you'll be able to do this.
I do.
I mean, think about it. The first flight was in 1903. We were on the moon in 69?
Something like that.
So 66 years, and now we're flying 900 miles per hour in 2024.
Yeah, you know what, though?
We haven't been back to the moon, though. But, yeah. but, you know, hey, I get it, dog.
I wonder when Spirit Airlines is going to get on this. Call me then.
Well, all maybe right, you Anthony. And Abu could hop the flight right there at DJ Automatic's talking about. In case you missed it, Bumble released their new dating trends for the year, and it comes to find out that people don't really care about age anymore. 63% of people said age isn't a factor when dating, but political views are, especially for women.
Ooh.
And women also say that the term alpha male is very unattractive.
Well, because if you have to use alpha male, you're probably not.
If you got to say, hey, I'm a man, you're not a man. I'm sorry.
Speaking on that note, 31% of men who took this survey say that they're working on being more vulnerable and emotionally available for their future partners.
I like that. It doesn't mean that you are any less of a man to tell someone how you feel about them. I feel like that makes you more of a man, personally.
It's just one step closer
to feminizing American man.
Automatic.
As a man of this generation, I'm a proud sissy. I could emotionally talk to you and like make myself aware, but I can't fix anything in the house. So, you know.
Automatic, you're the same.
Oh, thanks, Dana. Sissy's forever, Ann.
Yeah.
All right, in case you missed it, there are three ways that you can become more confident. And this is very important because when you speak with conviction, people believe you. I know this because I am one of those people that practices that on a regular basis, but you can always get better. Number one, you should never start a sentence with a filler word. For example, take a breath. Think about what you're going to say because silence is more powerful than making it seem like you don't know what you're talking about.
Less is more.
Yeah, less is more. Number two, tone is important. You must eliminate uncertainty. Say your statement like you mean it. Don't say, can I get it to you on Monday? Say, I'll get that to you on Monday.
And there's a fine line between aggressive
and just
communicating.
Because when you're aggressive, it usually means that you're defensive, even confrontational, and then your point doesn't come across. And number three, use more confident phrases instead of phrases that question yourself. Here's an example of what not to say. Does that make sense? Which I'm super, super guilty of doing. That's not it. Instead, say, what are your thoughts? Because when you say, does that make sense? You're already doubting yourself. So you're asking someone, what are your thoughts? If it don't make sense to them, they'll tell you.
And if they don't know what's going on, then you just seem like a genius.
Exactly. So instead of, I'm not sure, it's, I'm fairly certain.
Oh, very
Speak
certain. That's a good
with
one.
With conviction.
If somebody was to tell me I'm fairly certain, though, I'd take that a little bit condescending.
That's where you go back to the tone, Anthony. You don't want to, you know, appear condescending. You want to make them think that you are confident.
There you go.
All right. If you like these three things, please hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Uh-oh, Drake and Canadian authorities. Is he in trouble with the law? Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Speaking of Canadian. comedians, quite possibly the greatest Canadian of all time. Jim Carrey celebrating his birthday. Steve Harvey, Dwayne Wade, Tiesto, Ray J, and Jake Paul celebrating a birthday. And RIP the great Betty White. It was her birthday as well today, too.
Classy broad.
It's a girl. Now it's a dove.
All right, so we got to sit down with Kevin Gates, and he hadn't had a conversation like this in a very long time. I felt very privileged because he brought his children with him, first of all, and then he opened up and maybe just a little too much. Take a listen.
I've been on a 5-year semen retention journey where I don't release. Once you get to the point where you don't release, you can experience intimacy without sex.
I then proceeded to ask Automatic if he wanted to try that.
And I said, no way.
Which maybe is something we could venture off and, you know, seek later on in the year. Because I mean, to his point of what he was talking about, any guy knows, like, it does provide a certain type of clarity when you don't do that.
From 13 to 16, I did it unwillingly. I don't want to do it again.
There was a moment in the interview that Anthony A. removed his shirt. That's all I'm going to say.
Ask him about my
That's
man
all
boobs.
I'm going to say. Go watch the video on our YouTube, Adana Cortez on Instagram. We're going to have the full convo up on the podcast and more here on the radio, of course. All right, I'm going to move on and say I'm sad. I found out YG and Saweetie broke up.
Oh.
I know.
I forgot they were together.
I just found out they were together right now. Not the tooted and booted. No.
Anyway, speaking of tooting it and booting it, we've heard Drake rap about his mom and the fact that she's been unable to get over his father, Dennis Graham. I've been like 30
Did years. You just say that Drake's mom got tooted and booted by Dennis Graham?
I did. And I did not notice, but Dennis Graham wasn't allowed into Canada. I guess he has some problems with the authorities. He's back. So Canada's let him in.
You can apply. If you're a felon, you can apply to be let into Canada. Oh, if you have a felony on your record, you cannot go to Canada.
You know why he got in? Because he's Drake's dad. That's why. And he's hanging out with Drake's mom. They took a picture together in Toronto for the first time in almost 20 years.
Oh.
You believe maybe love could happen again for these two?
I never know. I believe you do.
I hope so. I don't know.
I got more belief in you than them actually getting together.
J-Lo and Ben Affleck, it's never too late.
I'm still thinking about my nipples and Kevin Gates. I don't.
Go watch this interview. It's hilarious. YouTube, Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your toddler's favorite treats could actually be harming them right now. We're going to tell you in food news what it is. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Wednesday. What's good, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
I'm happy for Tina Fey. Mean Girls just destroyed everybody at the box office. $32 million, and this is a sequel. This movie, it dropped in like the mid-2000s. And I just know, as far as like for me, as a woman, my daughter, friends, generationally, it just crosses all kinds of different decades. And yeah, I love Mean Girls. We still have Mean Girls parties.
Was it a sequel or a remake?
It is a sequel remake.
Oh, nice, dude.
It was both.
It was both.
With all the success of Barbie, this is not surprising.
In other words, what you're saying, DJ Automatic, is it's okay to make movies for girls, too.
It shows the buying power of women.
Yeah, we need some stuff, too. You know what I'm saying? All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
So the FDA is warning parents about kids' fruit puree pouches. My niece loves these things.
Applesauce puree, yeah, just different fruits.
Dude, I just ate one the other day at the airport. Starbucks had them on lock, dog. So, yeah, damn.
Okay, so the ones that have the cinnamon additives in them that are like apple cinnamon ones, they are tracing lead back to them. And 69 kids across like 22 states have gotten really sick from the lead in these pouches.
I read that they suspect someone did it on purpose in one of the factories. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but if you have any of that fruit puree stuff, I know what you're talking about.
In particular, the ones that have cinnamon in them.
You know, make your own at home.
Yeah.
Put the apple in the blender and just blend it up.
There you go. Bad news for puree stuff, but great news for applesauce. Let's go back to applesauce, dog.
Go back to
you
the regular
You can't even eat applesauce
stuff.
Now? I loved applesauce growing up.
I'm not a huge fan of applesauce.
I don't like it
man, I smack down some applesauce.
Make it at home.
My mom used to buy it in the big lead.
I love the big jugs of applesauce.
So, do you know what? Those kids are going to be all right.
Those big aluminum cans. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and kick this one off with National Ditch the New Year's Resolution. If you want to get rid of that, today is the day to do so.
Do not do that. Do not quit. Do not be 90% of everybody who has a New Year resolution, be the 10%. keep the promise to yourself. You're worth it.
There it is, dude. Or you could just say, I'm doing my own way. We also got National Ben Franklin Day. So shout out to him. He was born on this day in 1706.
Thank you electricity. But, or not electricity. For
bifocals.
Yes.
Glasses. Odometer. And
I thought he did discover like electricity.
Well, I was thinking of the kite thing, but I think Tesla was the one who really did electricity. Ooh, here we
go. Yeah, some conspiracy. But you are right, though, about the kite and everything like that. And he also gave us a catheter. So,
well,
you know,
also,
homies can appreciate that.
Thank you for the Declaration
of
Independence.
No one appreciates a catheter,
yeah,
Anthony.
Yes, we do. Imagine the alternative.
And let's go to wrap it up on even a bigger and more iconic American. Betty White was born on this day. And so therefore, we celebrate by honoring her with National Classy Day.
So you're trying to say Betty White greater than Benjamin Franklin?
100%. I think everybody agrees. 100%. Yep. Betty White was a classy broad, baby.
But if there's one thing I'm known for, it's my muffin.
Wow. Get a whiff of that.
Pretty intense, right?
I can't wait to taste your muffin.
Rest in power, Miss Betty White. She was hilarious.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, in our WTF story, Anthony told us about this couple in Singapore that had a KFC wedding. So we started dreaming, what would our fun weddings be like? What would our dream weddings? Anthony, you're not married.
Yeah.
But we can play pretend.
Oh, yeah, we can.
What you
dude.
Doing? What you
well,
doing?
The party aspect is the only part about getting married that I've really thought about.
Okay.
And I'm going to kick it off with two words. Tequila Tower. Hello.
Oh,
Casamigos
no.
coming out of an ice luge. And not only Casamigos, we're going to have the man there.
George Clooney?
George Clooney.
No.
Will be the person doing my ceremony. That's pretty baller, dude. And then, to wrap it up, everyone, when you're leaving, gets to-go burritos on your way out. Because you know when you're a little drunk, you're like, man,
I've been to a wedding where there's been to-go burritos.
Dude, to-go burritos and absolutely no kids plus open bar.
Well, first of all, we've been to a wedding, there were burritos, where you did pretty much the tequila luge. Ours, DJ Automatic.
Yeah.
He was so wasted, we didn't even consummate the marriage at the end of the night.
Yeah, but he's still here.
But was it fun?
It was more fun the next day. We got anyway, okay, so Automatic, you and I get remarried. Let's just say, okay?
Okay.
We're going to celebrate by renewing our vows. In your mind, what's the dream scenario?
All right, we're taking a PJ with all of our best friends to Paris.
Private jet to Paris.
This is fantasy world, okay?
PPP, baby. PJP, whatever.
And we're going to go to that bridge where everyone does the locks to shows their love. We're going to be there. We're going to have a ceremony on the bridge.
It's so fancy, we don't even know what bridge it is.
Oh, I've never been to Paris.
So.
That was more romantic than I thought you were going to come with,
yeah,
Automatic.
You really come
congratulations,
with a romance,
dude. That was good.
And we're going to go out. We're going to have a fancy party that night. And, you know, have one of the Michelin chefs. And it's going to be amazing.
Dude, okay,
Google
keeper,
Michelin
Dana.
Chef.
And then we're going to send you guys back on the PJ back to the U.S., but Dan and I are taking off on our second honeymoon to Brazil, because I've never been there either.
Oh,
we're
going
to go
gosh.
Get us some beach, we're going to get some drinks, get us some sun. It's going to be amazing.
As a guy who would be there, can't we go to Brazil before and I can go with you? That's what our hot chicks are, dude.
Best butt jobs on the planet is what I've heard. You know, Automatic, I am so touched because I thought you were going to have some kind of
KFC wedding.
No, Minnesota Viking wedding. I was like, God dang.
No, there's no rings involved there. Super Bowl or wedding.
Wow. Okay, so mine is the Devil Wears Prada theme.
What?
Okay,
you already lost me. All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
No!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.